I can't even imagine how you go from I apologize for what I did, it was wrong, to it wasn't my fault.
Yeah. Well, listen, I wanted to congratulate you on your ratings. I heard everybody got great ratings.
We heard that too. Sky and I haven't seen them. We're just going to take y'all's word for it.
Well, hey, Pete.
That's great. Y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy the
show.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, peeps. You're
there you go. All right. Well,
all right.
You.
We're hitting this break. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities are about to release police video depicting officers beating a black man who later died. Tyree Nichols' death prompted murder charges Thursday against the Memphis officers. Nichols died 3 days after a confrontation with the officers during a traffic stop on January the 7th. The Shelby County District Attorney says video of the traffic stop will be released to the public sometime this evening. Nichols' family and the Memphis police chief say they expect protests but urge people to demonstrate peacefully. And a spokesman for Ukraine's Air Force says Russia has used its latest hypersonic Kinzhal missiles to strike Ukrainian energy facilities in Kyiv and the Zaporizhia regions. The Dow is up 139 points, the S&P adding 23. This is SRN News.
Fleet Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Our below-normal temperatures continue for it now, but at least we're storm-free for another day or two. For today, another chilly one with a high temperature only up to about 54. Good bit of sunshine. Not quite as breezy today. Then another freeze tonight with mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature 29. Not quite as cool tomorrow. A good bit of sunshine. High temperature up near 60. Still dry. Then more rain moves in by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night across the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer is addressing the recent discovery of classified documents both at Joe Biden's home in Delaware as well as the former Vice President Mike Pence and his home in Indiana. Palmer says this problem goes all the way back to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who never received any consequences for what she did with sensitive information from the State Department.
She was sending out emails that contained classified, top secret, and special compartmentalized information, and there were laptops that left the State Department that contained that information, one of which is still missing. A very troubling level of carelessness that we've got to deal with, and I think now's the time to do it. Get this straightened out. Get the politics out of it.
Palmer spoke on Fox News. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast. And we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A Talladega man is charged with having sex with a student at his place of employment. Robert Godbold worked at the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and Blind in Talladega. He is charged with sexually abusing a student under the age of 12 while he worked there. Godbold is no longer employed at that institute. School officials say that the abuse did not happen on the school grounds, and once they found out about the charges against Godbold, they dismissed him from his position. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
That's your cue, April Marie. See how that works?
I was so close.
Zoned out.
And yet, so far.
Sorry, good try, though.
Good try.
It's Friday. Straight Talk, the final hour. Another exciting edition. Anything could happen. It often does.
You know what I'm currently over here being bitter about?
Oh, there's no telling. I refuse to guess.
You won't play my Ranger game?
No, I can't win.
On Facebook, someone posted a thing, and it says 2005 spends $15 on ringtones. 2023, phones have been on silent for 6 years. Nice. I felt that one down to my core.
Yeah, guilty.
I said, me and my bittersweet symphony ringtone. We resent this.
Well, I'm glad you called, but I'm not home. Remember that? Oh my. Yeah, oh. can't have fun like we used to with those phones and whatnot.
You remember there were not just the ringtones, like your phone would ring a sound, but there would be the instead of hearing ringing, you could hear music.
Sure, yeah, it was a whole big thing, big deal.
Big deal, that was fun.
Occasionally, someone would have the off-color song as their ringtone and get themselves in trouble when it went off in church or other inappropriate locations. Hey.
So my Uncle Jeff, he has specific rings for people.
Right.
So I have my own ring. And then someone in his family quacks. And it always cracks me up for us to be in the middle of a, you know, deep conversation and hear quack.
Who's that?
Yeah.
It's Donald on the line.
Yeah, exactly.
It's on your mind, Donald.
Okay. And Jeff Poor brought this to my attention on his show this morning. I did not realize that they are anticipating in Memphis potential riots tonight.
What? Oh, the killing. Beat that man to death. Five police officers.
They say that it's the footage that's going to be released is
horrific. It's
horrific.
I can't imagine. I've read about this, and I just can't grasp what must have been going on to cause such a thing.
So the footage of the death of 29-year-old Tyre, and I apologize for not knowing how to pronounce his name, T-Y-R-E, Tyre Nichols. It's going to be released this evening at 6 p.m. Central, around 6 p.m. Central.
Oh, perfect time.
I know. He died on January 10th, 3 days after a traffic stop near his mother's home. Shelby County District Attorney said that he sustained serious injuries, while the police chief called the incident heinous, reckless, and inhumane. Five Memphis police officers were fired and charged with his death. All five face a second-degree murder charge, among others. Officials, along with the family who have seen the footage, have warned that it is violent and difficult to watch.
I'm sure. A man being beaten to death by five police officers.
Yeah. Oh. One mental health expert says it's okay not to watch the video, because
why does this need to be released?
That's a very good question. So it is so people know. I don't think I'll watch it. I don't want to see that.
No,
I don't think I'll watch it. Understanding that everybody is in unison saying that this was a horrific murder. I don't feel it necessary to watch this. I know that our world is occupied by good and bad, right and wrong.
Yes.
And that includes with law enforcement officers. And these officers, I don't know that I need to see a man murdered. And we live in such a weird time that people can and do. In this video, imagine what I don't want to imagine what it's like to be the family who has to relive this again and again as this video circulates for all of eternity. And so they're anticipating some to try to take advantage of this, and that's gut-wrenching to me as well.
Tragic situation in Memphis.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got T-Spear on the line. Hi, T-Spear.
Good morning or good afternoon. And I've looked at some of the stuff on the Daily Mail coming out of the UK regarding this case, and you're right. From everything that they have stated, this beating was unwarranted and unbelievably brutal. There was no excuse in this. Quite frankly, I'm surprised that they didn't start rioting the night that it occurred. It is going to be ugly tonight. I am so glad that I live well south of that area of the world. But that's not why I called. Why I called was the Perry Hooper situation. And this goes back, ties in a little bit to my previous statement. Years ago, when women were touched inappropriately, the perpetrator could expect to wear a woman's handprint across their face.
True story.
That is true.
And that was the appropriate response. Unfortunately, now we hold on to that and we turn around and we sue people because they touched us inappropriately X number of weeks ago or X number of months ago. If she had turned around and slapped the stem whining stew out of this guy after telling him to very loudly, get your hands off of me, and then he persists, then she slapped him, that would be an appropriate response, in my opinion.
That's settled a few of those, for sure.
Well, and unfortunately now, like I said, people have it recorded, and they hold on to it to use against someone else, sometimes weeks, sometimes months, sometimes decades later. That didn't teach the perpetrator anything.
Well, here's my issue with it is it sounds like with the night of it happening, people were told it happened. I'm still perplexed by the idea of issuing an apology for your actions and then turning around and denying them.
You're right. If you apologize for it, then you did it.
You just let it stand. Don't blame somebody else. It gives me vibes of the D.C. Was it the D.C. mayor who got busted? With
Marion Barry.
Yes.
Remember that.
He claimed he was set up, too.
He wasn't set up. He did it. He knows he did it. The women know he did it. The people of Washington, D.C. knew he did it. They just turned their backs on it. But if they were to have worn her handprint across his face for about an hour while he had to be in public, everybody else would know he did it.
That is a very fair point. We have
scarlet
definitely
letter. Yes, the palm print on the face.
Well, and friend, I got questions too. She says there was a friend who he made this statement to. If there was a friend there who observed this, you know what I would do if I was standing with somebody and they put their hands upon somebody? I would lose it.
You and me both. Yeah. There is no excuse in this. And for him to waffle back and forth like this, it tells me he's guilty of sin. And we all know it by now.
I cannot make heads or tails out of the idea that he issued a full-on apology, mentioning his sincere regrets and apologies and all the things, and then to come out and say, I was set up.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't set up. He did it, and he knows he did it. Suck it all up, right, Buttercup. Did it. Go on.
There. Well, I suspect we will hear a lot more of this case in the coming weeks and months ahead. We are going to hit a quick break here because I went right through mine. I want to remind you guys, you've got just a minute or two to get into Sweet Creek Farm Market before Sky Mosley talk about smacking the taste out of your mouth. Isn't that what the kids say?
I believe so.
He's going to get you.
Shut it down. That's right.
We will be back in just a minute. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Individuals come in starting a business not realizing just how hard it is to succeed as a small business. I tell them up front, it's 24/7.
Mel Washington is regional director of the Small Business Development Center at the University of South Alabama. He and his colleagues across the state advise and guide and coach small businesses, and he's sharing with me what causes many of them to fail. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, good afternoon. April Marie here. Okay, so at 2:30, we're going to do our weekly Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. We had a listener who has offered to give away a very, very generous special bonus edition of the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing, a gift card. And we are going to do that one on Monday. What that one is going to be specifically for a veteran. And so that one will be specifically for a Marine Corps veteran.
Nice.
And so if you or your spouse or someone in your household is a Marine Corps veteran, he would like to honor you. And we're going to do that drawing on Monday.
Semper Fi.
All right.
Wonderful.
Let's go to James on the line. Hi, James.
Hey. Hey. Real quick, I've never entered into Sweet Creek ever. I've been listening to y'all for years. I did 40 years in the Air Force. I retired a couple of years ago. But 12/24.
Well, that's my Christmas Eve baby right there.
Christmas Eve baby.
How about that? James, you are lucky number 17 this week.
All right. Good deal.
It's a good number.
Oh, okay. Here's my rant. Congratulations on the station's ratings. They were high. That's great. You know, I listen to the morning crew, the midday crew, the afternoon crew as I'm filling around. But the national media never, ever misses a chance to lead us by the nose. Everything that I've seen this week about the case with the five cops and the poor guy that died, on Facebook, on YouTube, I don't watch national news at all. And I watch very little local news because I'm just tired of hearing that crime rate in Montgomery. We all know it's bad. I don't need to see the latest murder every day. But the national guy during the hour break that does y'all's national news made a specific point of referring to the black man that was killed by the five policemen. Now, why, if it's important enough to say that the victim was black, why can't you point out that all five of the policemen were black? Why have we got to instantly go to, white cops have beat and killed another black man? But you will never know unless you look, all five of those policemen were black. But you won't hear that because that doesn't fit the narrative. We've got to always play to the victimhood. And it's ridiculous that we're still doing that. And I guess we're going to do it forever because it works. It wins elections.
Yeah.
Fair point. I didn't even pick that up. I'm looking at the headlines and I think there are photographs of the victim, but I have seen photographs of the officers, but I'm not seeing any today.
Yep. And they're downplaying that point because it just doesn't fit the narrative. As we know, all white cops are racist. They get up every day with intent to maim and kill the black population. So now you've got five black cops to get it. Oh, good Lord. How do we play this? Maybe they're married to white women then.
Oh, man. This may answer a question we had earlier about this. Why is the video being shown in Memphis? Well, this might, couldn't hurt, I guess, to maybe tamp down some of the racial strife, being that it is the perpetrators.
There has long been discussions about police footage. And today they released the Nancy Pelosi attack. The attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, which, by the way, she says she's not going to watch. She says she has no intention of watching it. And I wouldn't either. I wouldn't want to watch a loved one be hit in the head with a hammer. But there is something to that level of transparency, because you had to watch specifically, say, the case of with Derek Chauvin and George Floyd. There was something about that, watching the seconds tick by on the entirety of that video, that that I believe moved people beyond just hearing the story. And so, you know, I'm not opposed to video footage being seen, shown. I do. You mentioned earlier the news. I've been reading a lot lately about, you know, about changing your mindset. And and one of the things was, stop watching local news. Stop reading the news. Well, clearly I can't do that. But it was saying that that people who watch the news and took in negative news to start their day, their days on a measurable level were more negative than those who skipped the news.
I believe that. When you get a dose of it first thing. You know, maybe showing the video in Memphis, and because of the race of all involved, maybe it'll calm down or maybe turn the temperature down. But you mentioned George Floyd, and one thing I've always burned me up about that video, everybody there took a phone out and was filming it. But I'm telling you, if I had been there and I saw what was going on, I'm going to bum rush and tackle that cop. I'm probably going to get my butt beat, and I'm probably going to jail. But I probably could have saved the man's life. But every one of them idiots just stood there and videoed, taped it, and didn't do a dang thing to stop it. That's the sickness of today's society. I'm going to film this. I make money off this. Never occurred to you maybe save a man's life, you know?
Yeah, we see that so frequently, James. And we've had this conversation even on this show, that people these days are reluctant to be the good Samaritan, to do what they used to do, and get involved, for whether it is, you know, they don't want to get in trouble themselves, or they don't want to get harmed themselves, or we've just, you know, whether it's a desensitivity to violence and crime. But either way, it's wrong. And I think you're right. I think someone should have done. There were people shouting at them. But nobody really approached them. All right. Well, thanks for calling, James. We got to hit a break here.
Keep the work, good work up. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. We are going to hit a break. When we come back, we'll go to Chris, and we'll do our Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
This is Coach Tommy Tuberville, and you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together while our hearts were young.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles.
But did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Hey, y'all. This is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. I haven't always been a drafter. I grew up in the radio TV broadcasting business in Pensacola, which is why I know the value of advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting. And you know the first thing you do when you get in the car is turn on the radio. Blue Water Broadcasting gets results. Big Block Designs has grown because we advertise with Blue Water. It works. Want to grow your business? You should too. Have a better day.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Below normal temperatures continue for it now, but at least we're storm-free for another day or two. For today, another chilly one with a high temperature only up to about 54. Good bit of sunshine. Not quite as breezy today. Then another freeze tonight with mostly clear skies over that low temperature, 29. Not quite as cool tomorrow. A good bit of sunshine. High temperature up near 60, still dry. Then more rain moves in by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night across the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor for equipment that delivers the reliability and power to tackle your toughest jobs. Take home a Kubota, like Kubota's line of compact tractors rated number one in durability and owner experience. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and now servicing Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, Rona McDaniel won again, and it wasn't even close, our RNC race.
How about that? All that suspense, and it was a slam dunk all along.
She won 111 to Hermeet Dillon's 51. Mike Lindell got 4. Lee Zeldin, who was not even nominated, got 1 vote. I think it's pretty safe to think John Wall voted for Dillon, but, you know, maybe he was one of the 4 Mike Lindell. More than double. People said, no, let's keep going. Our last election cycle was, you know, that red wave never appeared, but that's okay.
Yeah. You pretty much just described what's wrong with politics. One of the top 12, anyway.
We'll stay the course. Next time.
Yeah.
Lord have
well, that didn't work. Now. Let's stick with it.
Mm-hmm. We've got Chris on the line.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good afternoon,
sir. How are you today?
Great. It's Friday. It's awesome. And I read a horrible article about Perry today, and I'm in disbelief. This guy is such a POS. Oh my God.
he's
a huge lying sack of everything. And if I ever met him face to face again, I'd put him in his place.
Ooh. Well, we are not advocating for any violence.
Not violence again, too. But I would, you know, my Marine Corps self would boot stomp this guy because he's a compulsive liar, and you know he's going to be like, oh, this guy's slandering me and blah blah blah. I had a female that I worked with to where she was a promotion manager, and he would come in to where after the first time that he came in, she asked me to step between them because she didn't feel comfortable with the way that he would hug her or rub on her shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
This guy is huge. He's lying, trying to save face because I don't know why. I mean, again, he's riding the coattails of his passed away father that did great things for Alabama in his time. But this guy has done nothing for society, and in my eyes, he is a predator.
Well, and that is going to be really interesting to see because part of this lawsuit. So, for those of you who missed the Jeff Poor and April Marie rendition of this situation earlier, Perry Hooper, who has previously apologized for his actions. in inappropriately touching a hostess at a restaurant. He has now filed a lawsuit against Montgomery's police chief and the city, alleging that his arrest was all set up.
And it's all set up, and it wouldn't have gone that far if the video showed him doing it, went to the grand jury, and the grand jury said, yeah, we're going to do that. And then the woman was probably, I'm not going to say she was bought off or anything like that, but she dropped the charges.
She said she accepted his apology.
Yeah.
And it says, so in his lawsuit, it says, Mr. Hooper's life, both personally and professionally, has been injured as a result of the allegations made against him. Let's not forget he apologized for said actions.
Yep. And he wasn't supposed to go back and talk about this again because it's going against that apology.
Well, she wrote a letter, that the accuser wrote a letter in response to the lawsuit in which she claims to have been completely taken aback by his dismissal and him walking back the apology.
Yeah. So I hope she comes back and says this guy is a threat to other women, because he is. I had a female tell me, and again, you guys can look up the records. I know a lot of people over there at your guys' station to where if he wants to come find me, I'll put my name out there. But this guy is a POS. And for him to walk this back and try to say something else, there's no respect for this person whatsoever. And his family's just, you know, he's tarnished his family's name already. Now he's just dragging it through the mud. And I feel for this guy's kids, his wife, because he's a serial predator for women.
Well, I think if there are more victims out there, they should reach out to law enforcement.
And these young women don't know what to do because a powerful person coming into your job doing that, and you tell people, and you're just like, hey, listen, this guy makes me feel uncomfortable. What else are we supposed to do?
It is. This is unbelievable. I am rarely am I shocked, but I was speechless when I saw this. I sent a friend a text that said, you know, what the F is he thinking? Why?
That's how I felt this morning when I read it too. Well, it wasn't this morning. It came out around lunchtime, and I read it after AL.com posted it. And I'm like, this is just, I have to call and say something. I've kept my mouth shut long enough. This guy is a horrible person. So, I hate talking badly about people. And I can't bring this woman's name up.
See, nobody would be talking about this if not for this lawsuit, where he is alleging that he was conspired against after his own previous apology.
I know. And it's gut-wrenching that a predator like he is doing to try to save his face.
Well, I will keep you guys posted.
Of people, but this is just horrendous. This guy is horrible.
Well, I cannot believe he better have some evidence that is that just, you know, I don't know what it would take, but again, he's walking back his own apology, and it's very, you know, I understand that in stressful situations, one might, there have been criminals who have confessed to crimes they didn't commit. This one, there was months that went in between. This is just bizarre.
To say anything when he got arrested, she came out, and then a couple months later, he was like, listen, I apologize. She dropped the charges.
Stunned.
So again, too, I hate to ruin Friday, but when that drops like that, that's just it. Horrible people should not get away with this.
Well, thanks for calling in, Chris. I appreciate it. All right. The apology, for those of you who missed it, this was the apology. This is verbatim, except that I'm not going to say the victim's, the alleged victim's name. You guys can get that from other hosts. He said, I would like to express my sincerest apologies to her. On this day, she was assisting my friend and me as a hostess where we were dining. I was wrong, and I take full responsibility for my actions. She's an exemplary person, and my behavior was unacceptable. I hope she will accept this apology for my regrettable conduct. That's his own words. To which he is now suing the city and saying that the city set him up.
But he's already admitted guilt.
I mean, you heard that statement. I read the statement.
All right.
Before we go back to the phone lines, let's do our drawing. Ready?
All right, Ringo, wake up over there, buddy. Ringo is ready to rock.
Well, you got to open up the document so we know what numbers to put in here.
Ringo takes.
All right.
Questions. All right. Here we go.
Hold on. I'm old. I'm slow. I'm not as nimble as I used to be.
I'm sorry. I was on the wrong page. Let's get the correct page up. There we go. That's the one you
look at. Oh, no. Hold on. We'll look at you. You are in trouble. You tried to leave off a couple people. All right.
No, never.
There we go.
All right. Ready? Are we ready? Ringo is ready. Let's start the drum roll, and then we will stop.
Tell me when
all
to stop.
Together. Is everybody ready? Hit it.
Stop at number three.
Lucky number three is Taylor. Taylor's our big winner.
There we go.
Taylor, call me up. Claim your prize. $60. Sweet Creek. That's a great way to start the weekend right there. Man.
I am shaking my head at this whole thing. All right.
Yes, we
are going.
We have time.
We're going to get a Biloxi Gambler.
Sure. There he is.
Okay. Perry got some bad advice here. Okay. The deal is, he apologized. She dropped the charges. Let it go. Don't do nothing else. Let people that will assume, well, it's politics. You know, that's what most people assume is politics because his relationship with Trump, blah, blah, blah. He's a big Republican, you know, hierarchy person. You know, he's in the inner circle. So, yeah, it's just politics, no big deal. By bringing a lawsuit, you're pushing all your chips in on the table, and that's giving them an opportunity to prove that it wasn't set up and it wasn't politics. So that was a stupid move, Perry. I've known you 40-something years. You should have talked to me before you did that. Anyway, that's my thing, man.
I mean, a grand jury did look at this. A Montgomery County grand jury chose to move forward with indictment.
That doesn't matter. You can get anybody indicted on anything, and you know that. I can get you indicted on what you name the charge, I can get you indicted.
Oh, well, that doesn't bode well. I don't like that idea.
Well, the grand jury will bring back an indictment, but that's not guilty. That doesn't have anything to do with that. You still go to trial after that. Yeah, you don't want to be in front of a grand jury, but if they bring you to a grand jury, the prosecutors are very good about getting indictments. You don't have to worry about that. But I would have left it alone. It's over. It's done. And now they get to come back, and now not only is it back, you know, like on your airwaves, but it's going to be in, you know, all airwaves. And then they're going to, unless he's got, and I mean, anyway, it's stupid to take that gamble. I wouldn't take that risk, because then they can prove, see, it wasn't us. We didn't set you up. I think there was alcohol involved. He probably, you know, hugged a girl from behind or whatever, and, you know, people get grabby at bars, or they used to.
They
did. I haven't been to bars in a long time, but I think me and Sky back there in our day, that happened all the time. I used to date a waitress at Adams, and I mean, people would all the time grab her. She has some choice words, and she'd pop somebody every now and then.
That's how it worked, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was just normal, you know, and I mean, you know, Perry's an older gentleman like I am, and that was, but now girls are, you know, kind of, you know, crybabies about things that they didn't used to be. But
oh my gosh, you just made Sky just died. You just
we can't say that, Biloxi
you
Gamble.
Just,
you can't say that.
You just made Sky Mosley fall out.
Anyway, this whole society's looking for a reason to be offended.
Okay,
no
that's
matter
better.
Who you are,
that's better.
So. It's but anyway.
I just want to say I'm not laughing at Biloxi Gambler's crybaby's comment. I'm laughing at Sky Mosley's response,
everybody
which was, I have
baby.
Never seen him.
Yeah, yeah, well, okay. Well,
we lived it. We lived in that era. And it's,
you know what?
What he's saying is true. And it was handled, okay? It was handled either by the female herself or
a
sometimes,
big brother, a daddy, a somebody.
The big bouncer or the bartender dude.
Absolutely.
But justice would often be served. It didn't take a grand jury to figure that out, man.
And alcohol was involved, too.
Yeah. Alcohol makes you do stupid things sometimes.
You should have left it alone. Now they're going to have an opportunity to come back and show, hey, it wasn't us after all. It was really just you the whole time. I wouldn't have taken that risk. That's too big of a gamble. Anyway, talk to y'all later.
Have a great weekend, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, the story was gone. It was over. Got an apology. A pretty good outcome, considering.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it either. Either. Both. Why drag this up again? Especially after you've admitted your guilt.
That's the thing. That's the thing. And he's acting like it's... He literally said... Exact word, laughable. A two second interaction that involves touching people the places you ain't supposed to be touching them. There's nothing laughable about that.
Don't do that.
No, you don't do that. And by the way, this is a conversation I've had many a time. It's not that it used to be okay then. And it's not okay now. It was never okay.
It was just dealt with differently. There you
go. It was
well
just
said.
Dealt
Thank
with.
You. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
I do.
I mean, I thought like I said, the bouncer, the bartender, the father, another gentleman, they would make it, you know, slime balls didn't just get to walk away. Actually, I would say more often than not, they were held accountable.
Sometimes they were, sometimes they weren't. But if you got a reputation,
you're in trouble.
You get fixed more times than
right.
in my experience, at least.
Lord have mercy. All right, we're going to take a quick break before we get to our last segment. And when we do, we lost our caller. We'll go to calls if we have any, 272-9228. And if not, we'll just wrap up today's program. Hold tight. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Tyler, if you are listening... Tyler, you are the winner of this week's Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. Give us a call.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Do you dream of being a lawyer and bringing justice to the less fortunate and vulnerable? But would you need to keep your full-time job while you pursue your dream of law school? Did you know you can do both with Faulkner Law's Blended Learning Executive JD schedule? Learn on your own schedule during the week with flexible online coursework, and then come to campus in Montgomery only 2 weekends a month. Learn law, seek justice on your schedule. Learn more about ABA-accredited Faulkner Law's Executive JD schedule at 334-604-7600 or law.faulkner.edu.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shout. Shake it on to the ground. 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 Shake it on to the ground.
Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card winner.
Give
I got distracted by Sky Mosley's little howling there. I don't know what was going on. He was singing.
It's Michael Jackson. It's pretty good.
Ooh,
too soon for Michael Jackson jokes? Yes. Too late, actually. Yeah, Taylor's our big winner this week.
There you go. Hey, did you see Donald Trump's going to be allowed back on Facebook?
Yay! Yeah, it's a victory for free speech and lunacy. I think it's wonderful.
After a two-year suspension, the company has said that it is adding, quote, new guardrails to ensure no repeat offenders can continue. But then they go on and say that the public should be able to hear what their politicians are saying, the good, the bad, and the ugly,
hooray,
so that they can make informed choices.
Wow, Facebook said that.
Yeah. They will, it used to be Facebook, now it's Meta. Meta says they will intervene only when there is a, quote, clear risk, end quote, to real world harm.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay. In the event that Mr. Trump posts further violating content, the content will be removed and he will be suspended for between 1 month and 2 years, depending on the severity of the violation.
That's a lengthy sentence in Facebook jail, isn't it?
A little bit.
Or whatever they're calling it.
So Trump's people say they're working on how he is going to come back to other outlets that are not Truth Social. But for those of us who never went to Truth Social, I just want to go with, there you have it. You just got to wait. It's going to come back. Now, they're taking their time on when they're letting him back. They just said it's coming soon. But to my knowledge, he hasn't done anything yet.
Well, we'll stand by for
that. He's been back on Twitter.
Right. I'm aware of that. Haven't heard any outrageous tweets lately, though. So I guess Donald's keeping it toned down here.
Yeah.
For now.
He had no tweets. Who knew he had any self-restraint whatsoever? What do you think the chances are that his staff just locked him out?
Well, if I was on his staff, that would be a priority. You bet. So maybe they pulled it off.
Okay.
It won't last, though. No way.
Did you, the latest AP style book guidelines.
Style book.
Okay. In case you didn't know, this is what you most, a lot of journalists, a lot of publications use. Some writing requires AP. So they came out and recommended, this is the Associated Press, recommended avoiding general and often dehumanizing the labels, such as the poor, the mentally ill, the French.
The French. Oh, that is mean. That we can't have that. Don't be calling this. Hey, you know why the French gave us the Statue of Liberty?
Why?
She only had one arm raised. Think about it. How do you sink a French battleship? Put it in water. For sale. French military rifle. Never used. Dropped once. All right. I'm done.
How do you know all these French jokes?
It's easy.
So the Associated Press wants you to avoid dehumanizing labels, such the labels. I'm over here making a face because I'm getting texts while I'm on air. The labels such as the poor, the mentally ill, the French, the disabled, the college educated. Instead, use the wording such as people with mental illnesses.
Jump through our hoop.
It's
be
so
subservient
funny.
And obey. Don't question. You jump through our language hoop.
My favorite is, so then they came back and they said the use of the French in this tweet by AP was inappropriate and has caused unintended offense.
Ha ha. Gotcha. Yeah, the snake ate its tail. I love it when this happens. I knew it, man. As soon as I heard it, that's big trouble.
Oh, God.
They singled out the French.
It brings me such joy.
Can't take a joke. So, ha, 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 ha.
The French.
How do you get a French waiter's attention? No, order in German. That works.
Hi.
How do you stop a French tank?
How?
Shoot the guy that's pushing. I love that one for some reason.
You are a disaster.
I say, why don't the French celebrate the 4th of July? The snails keep falling through the barbecue grill. So can't have that.
I like the snails.
Escargot.
I do.
Those people. Anything.
I never thought I would like escargot. And then I went to City Grill right here in Montgomery.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Oh, they make this like, it's stupid good. It is a pastry and it's basically just butter and snails inside.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just drowned the snails in butter.
Yeah. Butter, lemon, garlic sauce. I'll eat an old shoe if you,
that's
if you
it. Pour that it's over. Like, that is like the recipe.
Sure.
They're going to get you over at City Grill. You gave away the recipe. All right. Well, today's show has been an absolute joy and an adventure. For those of you I offended, don't worry. Next week, I'll be back offending someone else. And so there's that. Our phone lines are ringing again.
It's the French.
It's the French.
Big trouble.
Dennis, I hope you're calling to tell Sky he's naughty.
I don't know what to tell you. You're just on your own that one, April.
I think I can take him. I'm pretty sure I can take him, man.
Yeah. Hey, but let's cover all aspects of the word the or the and every type of spelling that it could be in. So, the boot on my right foot will look good upon the at the posterior of your person. Associated Press.
I see what you did there. Not bad.
How could it, I mean, really, it's the name, they are the Associated Press, and they're saying the, adding the word the is dehumanizing.
Yeah.
Well, I can jump it if they are, have, posterior cranial inversion. This is a disease. I can't help it.
Won't you help?
It's incurable. It's very contagious among the woke generation. And they're catching it's a form of brain damage, really. You can't help it. You can't do anything for brain damage.
All right, noted. Well, this is just thoroughly been an entertaining show. That's all I've got to say.
Oh, yeah, it is. I heard that this morning on Greg's show.
Before.
And immediately we all sit around the shop going, what can we do with the word the that would piss them off? And we came up with probably 50 different sentences. I'll be glad to send it over to you, Sky, on a Facebook.
You absolutely should. All right. Well, we are we're wrapping up today's program.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Sky, you get his number and you tell him to call back on Monday.
I sure will. Okay. And thanks,
all right,
Dennis.
Everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dennis. Taylor on the line, but he's going to have to wait till Monday because we have run out of time. And I'm not trying to get Sky Mosley murdered by Greg Bedell. That would be sad.
Oh. Well, Taylor hung up, so...
Dadgummit.
He's going to have to wait on Monday to get his prize.
Back on Monday. You guys know what to do. Stay tuned and stay out of trouble.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.